Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Mike Madigan's chief of staff was a guy named Tim Mapes. For 20 years, he was the director of the Democratic Party in our state. He was the chief of staff for Mike Madigan. He was the clerk of the Illinois House. He ran the railroad in Springfield, got the legislation in and through if they wanted it to go in and through. He was as powerful a player as the state has. He was not elected. All that comes to an end in June of 2018 when Mapes was forced to resign all three positions. He was accused of sexual harassment and bullying. And Denny McClain and Mike Madigan said, you know what, we can't have this hanging around, and so they cut him free. Now, about that time, the FBI is looking into Mike Madigan and McClain, and so they turn to Mapes, and they sit him down, the FBI does, and they interview him. And after that, he asserted his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. To be clear, Capital News said shortly after Mapes' FBI interview, he was subpoenaed for testimony in front of a grand jury. Roughly 10 days later, he asserted his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. In response, prosecutors requested the court put Mapes under an immunity order. Now he could testify with immunity. They wouldn't prosecute him, but they reminded him three times while under oath that if you lie, then you can be prosecuted. You can go to jail. They reminded him that again and again. But again and again, to questions that he knew the answers to, he said, I don't remember. Writing about this in the Chicago Tribune today is Jason Meissner. Jason, you're on WGN again. Nice to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Am I right so far? That's my quick summary of this. Is that all relatively true, what I just said?
That is all absolutely true. It is, and it is a convoluted tale, and one that a lot of people don't realize how these things unfold behind the scenes when you have this a big political corruption investigation like this one, and they're bringing witnesses in, and people are immunized. It's all very interesting.
And to be clear, though, so the reason he's probably going to go to jail, sentencing is in January, could be up to 25 years. The reason he's was convicted on all counts of every lie was that he lied under immunity. He obstructed justice. He perjured himself. He wasn't charged with the crimes that Mike Madigan is charged with. He's charged with lying about the crimes that Mike Madigan is charged with. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so he goes into the grand jury. Like you said, he had sat down with prosecutors. He did what they call a proffered interview. And then afterwards, he was subpoenaed for records, which he did turn over. And then he was immunized when he got to the grand jury, which means you must testify. We see this a lot in gang trials where somebody is a reluctant witness. The chief judge will, if you're immunized, that means you have to testify. And if you refuse, you can be charged. And if you lie, you can be charged. But you cannot be charged as long as you tell the truth. So he goes into the grand jury in March 2021, Tim Mapes, and he answers a lot of the questions with a, I don't recall, or I wouldn't remember that, or no, I don't, like, nothing like that ever happened. Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing to a lot of people who know about things like this is that he knew at this time what they were looking at. He knew they had wiretaps. He knew, we reported that Mike McClain's phone had been wiretapped. As far back, we reported that in November of 2019, I believe. So he chose to answer the questions this way, even though he probably knew that he had had conversations with Mike McClain, and that is why he got charged.
I gave McClain the wrong name there, didn't I, a minute ago? So did he think that that would work? I think a lot of us have at times seeing these kinds of things play out where the guy goes, oh, I don't know, I don't remember. How can you prove that he knew or remembered? It seems like it's the perfect escape hatch for people. But I guess they had so much compelling evidence that these events were significant enough, it wasn't plausible that he did not remember them. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a very tricky thing to try to prove somebody is lying when they say they don't remember it. That's why the defense put up a memory expert trying to say, you know, the human memory is faulty. This is how it works. You know, we don't always have total recall of conversations. But in this case, they had wiretaps, and they had wiretaps on some pretty significant events. So I think it seemed fairly ridiculous, at least to us in the courtroom and obviously to the jury, that Tim Mapes wouldn't remember anything about this episode where Liu Lang was forced out because of some sexual harassment allegations. Tim Mapes was on the phone with McClain about that issue repeatedly over the course of many weeks and was in on everything that McClain was doing at the behest of Madigan. So for him to then go in the grand jury and say, I just don't know anything, I don't know about that, seemed fairly ridiculous. And it was like that across the board on many other points.
So he falls on the sword for Mike Madigan, knowing full well he might go to jail if a jury believes that he's lying, believes that he doesn't remember. And in fact, that's what happens. What is this all about?
Right,
go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he fell on his sword for Madigan. He's always been a loyal guy. I don't know, you know, I'm not in his head, so I don't know if he thought he was actually going to succeed in blocking, you know, Madigan from getting charged. Obviously, it didn't work if he thought that was going to. But I think, you know, my colleague Ray Long, who has known Tim Mapes for decades, for basically his whole career, Mapes is known as a guy who always thought he was, you know, the smartest guy in the room. Many times he was, but I don't know if he thought he could get away with saying, I don't recall. But obviously, when the feds are asking you questions like that, they already know the answers to many of them. They already know that you know. So it was ill-advised to answer that way.
And while this seems tangential, I like what the prosecutors said, that our whole justice system is pinned on people telling the truth under oath. I mean, if you lie, we've got nothing here. And if we can prove that you lied, then while that doesn't, you're not Mike Madigan, but it's so important to the, you know, justice system in America. So
that is why it is very important in these cases where, you know, people wonder, like, well, how can he get charged? Can't he just invoke his Fifth Amendment right? Well, he can, up until, that's why they immunize you, because if you're not in any criminal danger, your Fifth Amendment rights aren't, you know, they don't really apply. You have to testify, you have to tell the truth if they go through that process. So it is very important to prosecutors when they get you in the grand jury that you tell the truth. Otherwise, yes, the truth-seeking point of an investigation would blow up, basically.
Right, right. Then we got nothing if people get away with that. I got to go, but then this all is still preliminary to Mike Madigan's day in court. What was he covering for Mike Madigan? Why would he lie for Mike Madigan? What's his relationship to the crimes Mike Madigan is accused of?
That's what's so kind of puzzling is that Tim Mapes was not implicated in the major part of the investigation, the ComEd scheme. What they were looking for was for him to put them inside the inner circle to make those connections, basically, to be the witness who could take a jury inside the inner circle, because obviously we know that Mike McClain was not flipping. Mike McClain told him to go pound salt. They needed somebody like Tim Mapes, who was much closer to Madigan than some of these other guys like Will Cushino, some of the other cooperators who were testified, Bob Rita, Liu Lang. Tim Mapes was, you know, a right-hand man, and he could have connected a lot of dots for them. And he, by not cooperating, by lying in the grand jury, he made it more difficult for them, for sure.
And this all goes back 2 and 3 years. So for those of us wondering why it took Georgia so long to maybe indict the president, this is a state case. I mean, you know, this is the state of Illinois. This is Well, these are federal charges, right? But it's just a reminder of how slowly the wheels of justice can churn in the U.S. because he's not going to be sentenced until January, and Madigan's thing is later that year as well. So these things go slowly, don't they?
Yeah, Madigan goes on trial April 1st. We'll see how that plays out. But he's going to turn 83 during his trial.
Wow.
And if he were to be convicted, he would not be sentenced until probably around the age of 84. So, yeah, we've been dealing with this one since it went public back in 2019. It's been 4 years already.
Jason Meisner from the Chicago Tribune. We'll talk down the road, Jason. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you.